Hello and welcome to the HEF Propagation Report with me, Steve Nichols, G0KYA. Well, what a difference a month or two makes. We're now well into solar cycle 24. The solar flux today is at 94, which is fantastic, and we're starting to see the real benefit in terms of conditions on the band. I mean, if we look at the last 30 days, we had a low of 73 and a high of 94, so those days when we had long periods with a flux of 68, I think are going to be long behind us now for a while. The geomagnetic A index over the last 30 days, low of 0, high of 7, as measured at Fredericksburg over the last 30 days. And the A index at high latitudes has hit 18 at times. In fact, we've had an awful lot of solar flare activity, and they just keep on coming. People think that when solar cycle 24 got going, as it were, that the bands were going to be in great shape all the time. Well, no, it doesn't quite work like that. Yes, you get the solar flux index going up, which helps with conditions, but you also get solar flares, and they can knock the bands for six. Just this week alone, we've had fantastic conditions on 15 metres. This morning, we had a fantastic opening to Israel from the UK on 10 metres. But now the bands are completely dead because we had an M-class solar flare hit at about 11:30 UTC. So, you know, it's good news and it's bad news, but I'd rather have more things to talk about than fewer things that we had over the last 2 years, to be honest. If you're really interested in solar conditions, I can really recommend going to solarcycle24.com. That will show you all sorts of information, some visible and X-ray images of the sun, so you can see where the spots are. It gives you a solar wind gauge, so you can see whether the solar wind direction is heading south, whether the what we call the BZ is pointing south, which is always a good indication that band conditions are not going to be terribly, terribly good. We have details of the auroral oval and a 15-minute KP index, so that tells you very, very clearly whether there's been any flare activity over the past, 3 or 4 hours. So that's very good. If you're trying to calibrate or set up your propagation prediction programs, as I said, the flux of 94 at the moment, the sunspot number is about 64, although the smooth sunspot number is around about 21, so it will be a while before we start to see the smooth sunspot number really start to creep up, which is an average, of course, over a longer period of time. It's very, very hard to predict at the moment how things are going to be. As I said, 15 meters was very, very wide open on Tuesday. Not seen it quite as good since then, and we've had the occasional opening on 10 meters, and this is the way it's going to be. 20 meters remains the most active band at the moment, and then as you come up, we're seeing some great openings on 18 megs, 17 meters, and as I said, occasionally we're getting some great openings across on 15, and with the odd sporadic opening on 28 megs as well. We are heading into the equinox period, really. It's towards the middle of February, so we're coming out of winter, heading towards the equinox, so this is going to be a time when north-south paths are probably at their best. And if you look at a propagation program like VoaProp, you can see that at the moment on 15 meters we're getting some very, very good north-south propagation indeed. Towards sunset and at sunrise, it does swing more east or west, but predominantly north-south. Come on to 20 metres, though, and it's a slightly different story. Yes, it's still good for north-south, but we're getting some east-west as well on 20. So if you want to work across the Atlantic to Europe, I would still suggest that 14 megs, that's 20 metres, or 18 megs, 17 metres, is still your best bet. But do keep an eye on 21, 24. We won't be seeing much transatlantic stuff on 28 megs, 10 metres, until the autumn, I don't think. But there are plenty of north-south on 28. Okay, that's it for the propagation report for February 2010. Until next time, good DX.